This week's parsha by the way, for those of you who left before laning, is Kiseitze. It's Kiseitze, by the way. Kiseitze al-Mukham al-Ivecho. When his son Hashem al-Lakecha b'yadecha, we spoke about this last year, if I'm not mistaken, Siva Shalom, saying new rate today. What? Three pieces of Mitzvah Shalom that was last year, this year something else. The Zohar HaKadosh state that Kiseitze L'Muchama is going on the Muhammad Sayyidza. L'Muchama Ayyvecha, who's the enemy? That's the Yitzhara. You have to fight a battle. There is a battle. You have to initiate a battle. I saw a very interesting horror. It says, Kiseitze L'Muchama Ayyvecha, the word Ayyvecha, the way it's spelled, is a Lashon Rabbim. There's two Yuds. I'm not going to burden you with the thing. Ayyvecha. It doesn't say Ayyvecha. It's two Yuds. It's Rabbim. Many enemies. But then the Pasuk says, Nusan Noi, which is Yachid. So the way the Pasuk reads in English is that if you go to fight against many enemies, you're also going to give him into your hands. So there's a stira. The Pasuk starts off with many enemies and ends off with one. But I'm going to speak about two different mahalchim, which are all very relevant to our daily lives. The Gemara says in Sukkah Dafun Beis, Amid Aleph, Darash Rabbi Avira Vitam Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Shiva Shema is the eight. It's all seven different names. Sometimes he's called Ra. Moshe Rabbeinu called him an oral. He's fashtopped, he's blocked. Sometimes it's called Tomei, Lev Tar. Shlomel called him a Soine. Sometimes he's called a Michshol, an obstacle. What does it mean that the eight? What does it mean, Pashur Shad? Let's grow up. What does it mean the Yetzer has seven names? He has an identity crisis. It's like one of these guys at the Bris that gave his name, Shmelka, Moshe, Avram, Yeshua, Shmerel, because they were worried that there won't be any more kids, so they gave it after all the grandparents. Somebody recently made us our compromise. They gave him all the names. They're worried. Say it. That's the Pshat. What does it mean he has seven names? What does it mean? What does it mean he has seven names? What's Mentos? The Pshat is Avada, that the Yetzer appears to us in many different ways. Sometimes he appears as a soine, sometimes he appears as a friend, sometimes he appears as tomei, sometimes he appears as an obstacle, sometimes he appears as sfoini, somebody who's hidden, he's camouflaged. Yetzer appears in many, he has many different costumes and many different levushim. It's a fantastic zach. The Yetzer appears in many, many different ways all at once. Sometimes you meet a guy, meet a person, and all of us, at different stages of life, we feel we're under attack from 20 directions, right? Sometimes you have a bacher who, I'm not talking about the first week of this man where he's still on a delusional high. Get a bacher in face a winter with a adar sheni, and he's holding, can you picture yourselves in Teves, Chof Teves, and you have three full months ahead of you. Oh, take that week, right? And your chavrusa dropped you, and you don't feel well, and your mother's furious with you because you forgot to call Aunt Sadie for her 120th birthday. And you don't understand the shir, and the magachir is angry at you, not me, but other people. And you feel under attack. That's a mashal, by the way, what I just said, for life in general. I spoke to somebody this week. From all sides, is under attack. A multi-front war, like they say here in Israel. And you feel like you're involved in a mass casualty event which needs a multidisciplinary team to deal with you. Orthopedists, psychologists, zoologists, plastic surgeons, heart surgeons, and psychiatrists. The Yetzer attacks us from 20 different sides, and a person feels, I'm grappling with too many tzaras. This, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Says the Torah, it's not true. You think it's Ayvecha, you think it's seven different guys attacking you, it's Nisana, it's one guy, it's all the Yetzer. It's all the Yetzer. It's all the Yetzer. The Yetzer doesn't want you to learn. He doesn't want you to do mitzvahs. He doesn't want you to do chesed. He doesn't want you to be nice to your wife or the younger light. He doesn't want you to grow. He attacks you from all sides, and a person says, I'm under attack from so many different places. I don't even know where I'm coming or going. Says the Gemara, no, he has seven names. And he comes from seven different directions. to the point that you're convinced that it's Oivecha, you're under attack from multi-front war. It says the Torah, it's not true, it's Nisane. It's one. It's all the same thing. I once said over the Maral says an incredible thing. Chazal say that who Yetzirah, who Satan, who Mekatre Gumal Chamovis. He's the Yetzirah that gets you to do bad things. He's the Satan in general. He's the Mekatre, he goes up to Shemayim and says bad about you. He's also the Mal Chamovis. So the Maral asks in the Sefer Tshuva, the Eibishto was short on manpower. They have to have this Malach multitask. The Satan, one guy be the Attorney General. He'll say bad, or she'll say bad. And then you have the Yetzirah, and then you have Malach Hamavis in charge of the, whatever, the morgue. Listen to what the Maral says. Maral says it's all one guy. He's the Malach Hamavis. He sucks the chias out of everything. You don't have a chias for mitzvahs, you don't have a chias for Torah, you don't have a chias for midas Torah, you don't have a chias for Malach Haveri. It's all one guy. He's not multitasking. It's all one thing. It's ra, it's death, it's lack of chias. So the minute you identify that it's all one thing, then it's nesana. It's gewaldic. But the real pshat is maybe a different pshat. And this is negeya to our avoida. This is negeya to our avoida now, in these heiligeteg now. And I want to say something which is a taich in the whole davening of Rosh Hashanah. There's a mori de gezach, I'll say you over Beis Halevi and Parshas Bereishis, a life-changing Beis Halevi. The Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Nun Beis, the laws of Lavoi, at the end of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be shoychet the Yetzer, which means that the Yetzer is out of the job. It's finished. He finished his tafkid. The tzaddikim cry. Halalu boichim, the tzaddikim and the Rishon are both crying. Halalu boichim, the tzaddikim cry to say what a huge mountain it is. How did we climb this insurmountable mountain? The Rishayim say, they also cry. They say, it's a chutasaira, it's nothing, it's a spider web. Why didn't we stand up to it? Fektach takasha, I understand. Somebody's delusional here. The Yetzer is a mountain, or is it a spider web? Says the Beis Halevi, such a pshat, it's pachat chodim. Says the Beis Halevi like this. Everybody knows, I'm quoting the Beis Halevi word for word, I have it in front of me. Beis Halevi says, everybody knows, let's say a guy has a taifa for something. Food, money, crazy taifa. I'll show you in a minute, the Rabbeinu Yoni says this. A crazy taifa, a crazy drive. Everybody knows that after the crazy shtoikikos and the rotzen and the drive, when you get there, it's not. It says that, according to Levi, the pleasure you get out of what you are looking for is nothing compared to the amount that you're looking for it. He has that equation? The pleasure that you get out of the thing that you made yourself crazy and everybody else around you is nothing compared to what it was. See, here's the Marit Gazach. The tzaddikim, they have these crazy drives. But they didn't give in. So when they look back on it, they say, how did we stand up to that drive? They take a look at it. The Rishayim, the minute they have the drive, they give in. So they say, we got nothing out of it. What do we say in, davening? Beis Halevi says, what do we say? We say, Sarnu mi mitzvah isacha, we left your mitzvahs. What do we say afterwards? V'loi shavilanu. It wasn't worth anything. What do we get out of it? Ashmek, episode 5 minutes. It's garnished. It's bankrupt. So the tzaddikim never tasted the bankruptcy. So they took the exit at the huge heart. They look back and say, wow, how did we pull it off? Must have had siyat v'shmaya. But the Rishayim gave into the heart. And they ended up with the end result, and they say, that's what we traded in Olam Haba before, for this stupidity, for this chut asayra. Halalu boichem, halalu boichem. Rabbeinu Yoni in Shari Tshuva says, I'm quoting you, he says, when a guy does vidu, this is what he says, miyash echot al derech mikra, a person did a chet, he saw a taiva, he had a taiva, vayechzav all of Yitzroi, and his Yitzhara attacked him. Listen to this lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina. V'loy miyar ligor bayam hataiva yecha. One of the most poetic lashonis in a rishon. You didn't yell at the yam hataiva and it dried up. Yeah. Loy ligor bayam hataiva vayechoriv. He has that lashon. A yam hataiva. Storming. tidal wave. A guy says, "Ich kenn dich." Yeah, that's a shtickle. The Yetzer Hara to say, Lashon Hara to say, right? You come into the Dira, you heard something about Pliny, that's going to make you the number one popular guy for the next 2 minutes. Afterwards, everyone's going to despise you and know never to tell you anything again. But meanwhile, they'll use you out. You're dying to say it. And you have three variables. A, the Lashon Hara itself is Gishmak. B, the Gavra that you want to say about him deserves it. Because he's a Rasha and everybody knows. Oyaveh Hashem Sinura. You want to be Moicha for Kavod Hashem. And the third variable is that the audience that you have is a five-star audience who will appreciate the fact that you're a Gishmak Elashon. Yeah, I can't even describe to myself as Ashtoy because I don't know. Yeah, a triple five-star Yetzirah situation. The Hefta, the information is Gevaldik, the Gavra that it's about, and the Shoimim. You ever had a Zah scenario? Yeah, that scenario? What'd you do? What? You said it. You're from TJ, right? One of the things when you become normal one day is you don't admit in public averis. You got that, Daniel? What? You got that? Right, Ramchik? Us Hungarians ever admit we did anything wrong? Never. On Yom Kippur, we say it quietly. Nobody can see it. A guy had an opportunity to do an Avera, but everybody knows that after we say that Lashon Hara, the five-star Waldorf Astoria Lashon Hara, you have something out of it, you feel good, Efes, empty, Chut HaSaiva, hey, garnished. That's two approaches to the world, before and after. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbeinu Yonah is a Rishon, Ligor B'yam HaTaiva, it's her, comes like a tidal wave. And then it dries up. Everybody knows, by the way, that whenever you said no to the Yetzer Hara, appears. What happened? Makara, a minute ago was a yam. Yam! Rabbeinu is a vision. Every word's meduyuk. But it dried up. You know why? Because another year it's bankrupt. It's garnished with garnished. I remind you, we once said Parshas Vayishlach, Amor Yitzchak, I want to remind you. On Parshas Vayishlach, we said, everybody has the famous Kasha, Klai Yisrael is called Yisrael. Kisarisa Malaikim Vatucho, you fought with the Malach and you won the battle. Everybody asks, why are we named after the battle? We should be named after Vatuchal. I don't know what they were called, Klai Yisrael. Tuchal means we won the battle. Sarisa means you fought the battle. So, all your Rebbeim in ninth grade told you, the Iker is to fight the battle. Right? Remember that? And leave it to Kosh Bochu. That's not the Emes of Shat. It's good. The Emes of Shat is, because the minute you fight the battle's over. Because if you tell the Yetzirah no, there is no victory. There's no battle. The minute you say that the Das Tfunus, the Ramchal writes in Das Tfunus in his famous Sefer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Ra only that it should be enough Chiyas to do its job. And the Ra's job is to tempt you to do it. The minute you said no, he disappears. He doesn't have a Metzias. I repeat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ra only for the purpose of doing its job, which is to offer you an option. The minute you say no, he's Vayichar, he disappears. He doesn't have a Kiyum. Ra's not Emes. Toiv is Emes, Abish is Emes. Ra is a creation which is a figment of imagination to be able to give you a choice to think that it's real. That means the Nisayin is, do you attach reality to this thing? That's the Avoida. Sarisa, you say no, he disappears. There's a Maridika Chazal. Chazal say, Omer Reb Abba, it's a gracious. Hayetzah Azed, Yetzar is like a Listam Shofov. He's like a Nebuch scam crook. The listim would sit in the crossroads. It was a highway robber. He was a robber. Come out the over. Everybody went by. They said, "Your money or your life. Stick him up." The first thing, Havel, give him. Over Pikeach. One day Pikeach came by a smart guy. Virosh Embo Tachelis. It's a bluff. He has a water gun. Hischa Bechasi beat him up. The Atamid Dairis, the Yetzirah destroyed the door of Enosh. He destroyed the door of the Afloga. He destroyed the door of the Mabul. Until Avraham Avinu came and said, "This guy's a scam." Chazal said, "Murid Gazach." Avraham Avinu was on the way to the Akedah. There was water up to his neck. There was an iron wall. What Avraham Avinu said, "Tachuma, I'm going through." What do you mean you're going through? But there's an iron wall. He said, "There's no iron wall here. It's a figment of imagination. There's no water. I'm going through. It's baloney." Avraham Avinu's chiddush of Chesed and Emunah only it came after he called the bluff of the Yetzer Hara. We know Avraham Avinu's Chesed as a tent. Remember, you brought home the tent of P1A with the four doors? And Emunah, it's true. But first, before you do Chesed Emunah, you have to knock the Yetzer out of the box. You have to tell me you're a scam artist. You're phony. You have nothing to offer. You're not offering happiness. You're offering misery. What do we say on, Rosh Hashanah, Melech Elyon? Right, they close the R in the middle. They say, whisper, what do they say? The other thing, Melech Evin. Who's that guy? Borod V'Shachas. What's Melech Evin? He's a poverty-stricken Melech. What does it mean, Melech Evin? You ever thought about it? Talk about the Yitzhara. Why is he called Evin? He has nothing to offer. No, the guy's a Melech. That guy turns up with a crown, with self-confidence. Nothing there. Bankrupt. Melech Evin. That's the description. He's a Melech. He tells you what to do. Bosses you around. But he's bankrupt, poverty-stricken. There's nothing there. So the Rishayim figured that out afterwards. So they cry. There's nothing there. There's garnish. The whole thing is loy shavelonu. Sarnimi mitzvaysecha atoivim veloy shavelonu. So I saw Mordechai Kazach. Kisei tzal mucham aleivecha. When you start the war, it's aleivecha. You think you're going up against mass armies, armadas. Aleivecha. Nisana Hashem Elokecha b'yadacha. It's nothing. It's a klein trikazach. It's nisana. It's nothing there. There's a garnish with garnish. All things are fraud. Why do I say that's what Rosh Hashanah is about? I'll tell you why. We say on Rosh Hashanah davening, let's remind ourselves. V'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu akol ma'asecha ve'emoscha akol ma'asecha b'rosa v'yucho kol ha'masi v'shtach v'luchol ha'poyim. V'yosu kulam agud echas lasas v'tzayin chobol devu v'shalom v'chein tein kovet. Hashem liyamecha, atila liyamecha, sikvotev liyadoshecha, pischa peh liyamecha, liyamecha, simcha liyatecha, vesosin liyamecha, tzmichas keren liyadavid avdecha, vavichas ner liyamecha, vavichas ner liyamecha, vimeir v'yameinu. Vachain. Tzadikim yiru v'yismochu v'yishar mi'alozu, v'chasidim b'rina yagilu, then what? Va'aylasa tikpat fear. What's va'aylasa mean? Doesn't mean a carbon oila. Aylasa means va'avla. The evil will be quiet. All this Risha is going to disappear like smoke. It doesn't say that, when you have an earthquake, a building collapses. The Risha is not going to collapse. It's going to disappear. Nothing here. Hot here. But I want to say, Amari Dikadir. It always bothers me in the davening. L'chayra, the year of Yusmachu should be after the Risha Tichle, no? All the evil will go away, and then the tzaddikim will be happy. State that the tzaddikim are still happy when the rishis is around. That's the chochmah. The chochmah is the rishis is still around, and I see the ebishta. I pick the right side. The tzaddikim will say the ra is still around. The tzaddikim are happy with the Eibishter, then the ra disappears. But it doesn't just disappear, it disappears. Kilohoya. It means all the ra in the world. Kipshutoi. Think of something around the world, it's going to go up in smoke, it won't be there. All the bad places, all the bad hashpas, all the evil people disappear. One day a guy will want to go out and I'd say that the thing won't be there. You say what I mean, maybe they moved. Maybe there's a sun. Disappeared. Smoke. All the Ra in the world, all the Ra people, all the Gzeris, all the Shverkaiten, all the Ruchinis, gone. That's the end of the Tzura of Rosh Hashanah. Ka'ashon Tichla. It's going to disappear because there's nothing to it, the whole thing. It's in Sana Hashem Alekecha B'yadecha. And it's before the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Tkiya Shev is to wake up a person. It was walked to Rambam. What does it mean, wake up a person? Elu sheshochu es ha'emes. They forgot the truth. Why? Because they're sunk into havle hazman and hevel and rik. Spoke about it this week in the Shmuz. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says Rosh Hashanah is about realizing that the whole world is hevel. There's no content to it. There's nothing to it. So what are you running afterwards? Hello, you've been there, done that. When you did it, they didn't give you anything. You saw that it was hot here. That's the void of Rosh Hashanah. To get to that nekuda of emes, that what looks like a har is really a chut asayra. And that's what Avraham Avinu taught us. To call the bluff of the Yetzer Hara, vayigra, bayam, atayv, vayicharev, and when we get to Rosh Hashanah in such a state, with a clarity of what's emes and what's sheker, what's real and what's imagined, then we'll be zeicha to aksiva v'chasima toiva and a good gebenst yor b'toich kol shav b'nei Yisrael.